Okay, so today's my grandfather's yahrzeit, so our learning should be in Tzchus Lili Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Rav Ruvain ben Rav Chaim. So the parsha talks about having Kavod Hashem, so I thought we would talk about Kavod Hashem. At least that's how Rav Zilberstein brings in this following shaila in his beautiful new sefer called Uperium Masoka and Parshas and Sefer Vayikra. Very happy. This is like finding $1 million right now. You like found like amazing questions, amazing stories. So Baruch Hashem, here we go. So basically, the guy asked Rav Zilberstein the following question. He said he every morning, which I'm sure a lot. You probably know people also who do this. This guy, he said he davens on a specific train that runs from Tel Aviv, from Be'er Sheva to Tel Aviv. And in Baruch Hashem, every morning there's plenty of people on the train. They're not able to daven before taking the train. They have a minion on the train. They got a heter to be able to daven on the train. And what happens on Mondays and Thursdays? They have a Sefer Torah, and they have like a little. It says in the Truva over here that they have like a little box on the train. They keep the Sefer Torah very very chashuv, Baruch Hashem. He said usually before it might stop in a place called Lud, which I'm sure you guys have heard of, it's in Eretz Yisrael. We get through Kriyas Torah and I get Kriyas Torah and it's very good. However, one Parsha Nitzavim, where Shlishi is very long, the following thing happened to me. What happened? He said my stop came, and they're in the middle of Kriyas Torah, and we know the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Or Chaim Siman Kuf Mem Vav Siv Aleph that if in the middle of Kriyas Torah, she also lost us maybe it's a Knesses but Emsa Kriyas Torah, right? It's usher to be able to leave Shul while the Torah is being read. That's why if you ever walk out during Shul in the middle of Kriyas Torah, it's very, very not possible to be able to do that. So he asked the following question. He said, if I stay on the train right now, what's going to happen? I'm going to miss my stop, and I'm going to be late to work, and then I'm going to probably have to take a cab or take another train, and it's going to be a whole mishugas now. What should I do? Do I have a chiv now to stay on the train, or do I have a chiv now just for this one time, be able to say, you know what, it's only one time, And I'll make it happen. I'll get to work late. I'll talk to my boss, and we'll work it out. Great shaila. I don't know. You guys know always know in the Five Towns Jewish Times it has like this thing that says like Daf Yomi on like the last car. So it's here. He said it was the last car of the train and this bus. He said they have a minion here. It's very 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 chashuv. Maybe next thing you know, you go in the LIR and there'll be like a little Sefer Torah box. So Rav Zilberstein answered the following things to him. He said he quoted the Shal's Tshuva called Torah Lishma from the Ben Ish Chai. Who said, quotes a Gemara in Brachas on Nuhayim and Af. What does the Gemara say? It says that one of the things that shortens a person's life is that when a person gets called up to the Sefer, when a person gets called up to the Sefer Torah and he doesn't go up, a person gets called up and doesn't go up, it's Mekatzer his life. It shortens a person's life. So someone asked the Ben Ish Chai, let me ask you the following question. You know, we just came out of Yontif, and sometimes what happens in a lot of shuls, to be able to get an aliyah, there's a whole bidding process. On other shuls, what happens? You get an aliyah and you're expected to be able to give money to the shul. What happens? He said a guy came to ask him the following question. I got called up to be able to in the Beis Knesset, but I didn't have the appropriate funds to be able to help them. Am I still going to have a shortened life now? Because the Torah called me up right now, right? The Gabbai called me up, but I don't have the money to be able to pay because it's a fancy Florida program calling me up, and I have to be able to. I don't want to pay that. I don't want to pay that money. So is that going to be? And I didn't go up. Is that going to be my katzur of my life? So he says a basic amazing thing. Ben Ish Chai says the Gemara is only referring to people, someone who doesn't go up. Why? When the mitzvah is something that's light in his eyes, or he doesn't like the way the shlich, like the Baal Kore is reading. That's what the Gemara is referring to. But if it's another reason, the guy mamish it's going to have tremendous bush for machnas habusha gedola shetigrim laola. Right? If it's going to have a tremendous embarrassment that he's not going to be able to pay, then he has no chiyuv to be able to go up there. Right? But then the Ben Ish Chai adds. If he's angry at the rabbi, or he's angry at the guy that oh he only got Ravi and this guy got Shlishi or Shishi, then of course the Gemara says it's going to shorten his life because he only gave me Ravi, I'm not going to go up. That's dafka what the Gemara is referring to. So Rav Zilberstein takes that tshuva to be able to understand our tshuva. He says when the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you're not allowed to leave, it means you're not allowed to leave when it's something in spite of leaving mamish lahachas because I right. But if you have something going on right now, right. And you have a need to be able to. It's not like you're dafka doing it in the Torah space. You don't have to go to another city. Who knows when the next stop is, and who knows if you're able to find a cab in this and that. It's the whole thing. So that's not the whole. The whole issue is the mamish the ozev mamish like doing it lahachas, doing it in other faiths. But the other side, just to be able to say the other side quickly, I know we're running out of time over here. He quotes a sefer Aruch HaShulchan, Semen Kuf Membav Sif Aleph, that says, "Afilu b'makom tzorech gadol onis gomer." Even if you're in a very big need, he says, "Mechuyev lasos zos v'lo lasos be'emzer kriya." Even if he even says, even if you have to go to the bathroom as much as you can, you're not allowed to leave. Mamash, you're not allowed to leave. So he says here, maybe this guy has a chiv to be able to stay on it, and maybe he can't go. At the end of the day, Zorbasi says, "What's the best? The best thing? What he should do?" He says, "Should get off the train." What happens? Continue listening to the train and listening to the Kriyas Torah when you're on the sidewalk, when you're on the platform. And what happens? The train just leaves. You didn't leave the train, right? You didn't leave the Kriyas Torah. The Kriyas Torah left you, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch, the rule of the Shulchan Aruch of not leaving you during the Kriyas Torah would not apply. Right? The Sefer Torah always gives us Adam, right? It's not like you left the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah left you, and therefore it'll be okay. And so in summary, Lamaisa he says Nir Shenosea Kevas Rasha Leredis Patach Tachnus was able to get off at his specific stop. But Ofen Shiyamad Beretziv is stand on the platform and on the Shrivi Yamshuk the Shmos Kriyas Torah. Until the train leaves him. So Bezer Hashem, if we ever work in the city, wherever it is, and we have a davening or a Kriyas HaTorah, we're able to just get off, and we're not doing it lahachas, we're just doing it to be able to say, you know, I have work to do, I'm going to make our parnasa, be able to help my family, and that's it. And Bezer Hashem, we do this, we should be zochah to give a lot of kavod to Hashem, as we said, the whole point of Torah, of everything, is to be able to give a Kaddish Baruch Hu tremendous kavod. Shkoyach.